Now, did you know the best day to see the most popular meteor shower of the year is here? Well, there should be plenty of lights and colour later on. And to find out more, we're joined now by Danielle Wilcox, resident astronomer at the Blackrock Observatory in Cork. Danielle, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you. What is happening exactly and what can we expect to see?
So we have one of, or maybe the best meteor shower of the year happening, and it's peaking tonight. So the 11th, 12th, 13th of August is the best time to go out and see the meteor shower. And if you miss it, it will still go on for about the next week or so. You just won't get as many meteors in the sky as you will over the next couple of days. So it's a great time to get out, especially we're supposed to have some decent weather over the next, tonight and the next couple of days, to get out in the night sky and try to spot a shooting star.
And what is so lovely is this huge interest, I think, across all age groups. I overheard a boy excitedly telling his friends about this meteor shower a couple of days ago. I suppose, will there be any difficulties for people who are trying to catch a glimpse of it later?
Well, so it's the difficulty we have this year is that it falls around the full moon. So we just had the Sturgeon moon happen over the weekend, which was stunning. If anyone got out to see it, it was absolutely beautiful here in Cork. And the moon provides a bit of light in the sky, which makes it a little bit more difficult to see the fainter objects. Now, we're just a few days after full moon, so the brightest the moon gets. So it's getting a bit darker now, and it's rising a bit later. So if you get out after sunset and before the moon comes up, you'll be at the darkest time. So that's really the key with seeing as many meteors as possible, is getting the darkest conditions you can. So kind of away from the city lights, you'll see more meteors. And the darkest time during the night is when you'll see the most. But it's happening all day long.
And I suppose just reminding us again why these meteor showers happen and how often they're happening.
Yeah, so we have about a dozen meteor showers during the year that have names and are pretty prominent. But this one in particular, we get the most number of meteors and we get the brightest meteors. So this is why this is kind of the peak one to go out and have a look at. It's also warm this time of year, so a lot of meteor showers happen. They happen all throughout the year. But the ones in winter, it's a bit more difficult to be sitting out in the cold at night. So with the warm weather, it'll be nice to sit out and see these meteors. So what happens is these are very predictable. They happen every year at the same time. And what's happening is we have comets that come from the outer solar system and they come in towards the sun. And as they move towards the sun, they start to break up. So you have all this debris that comes off of the comet. So you'll have ice and rock and different things coming from the comet. And it leaves this cloud. And it's in the same spot in space. So as we're going around the sun, Earth slams into this cloud and passes through all this debris in August every year. And so that's what you're seeing coming through the atmosphere. You're seeing bits of the comet tail breaking up.
And no doubt beautiful pictures will be results of that later on. Lots of stargazers getting excited, I'm sure. Danielle Wilcox, thank you very much for speaking to us. It is just coming up to 3 minutes to 9.